Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking to Robert Misery with Guardians of Rescue, and he has created a not-for-profit group that rescues animals in war zones, but also other places too. But I want to talk about the war zone a little bit more because there's an effect that it has on the soldiers that bring back those dogs or get to keep those dogs here. We know that suicides among veterans is abominable. It's just horrible. It's not acceptable. How has this helped, if it has helped?
Well, when we realized that the service member who requested that we bring that dog back, and this is a stray dog, this is not a military working dog, we're talking about. Up until the moment that that dog arrived here in the United States, you know, they lived on eggshells. They had a hole in their heart, not knowing if this was really going to happen. And it weighed very heavy that they had to leave that dog behind. And then when that dog arrives here, and they get to get reunited with that dog, that person changes drastically. We hear from the family how, you know, he's back. It could be 5-6 weeks before that dog returns. And he was not himself. And then when that dog returns, he's a different person. And many of them who did not know he existed never had that opportunity to bring those dogs back. And it'll weigh heavy on them, as they tell me, forever, knowing that they had to leave that animal behind and had to struggle.
I'm wondering if you've interviewed psychologists on this particular aspect. Were the soldiers that came back, so distraught that they knew what was causing their distress? In other words, did they know it was the dog itself that might be the difference? Or were they just, you know, as a soldier being in combat and having done all these things and seen what he's seen, he wasn't expecting to be changed by this animal?
Well, you know, I certainly don't have a psychology degree, but for me it's pretty plain and simple. Most of these guys come back with not only PTSD, but they come back with traumatic brain injury to injuries that they suffer and so forth and so on. So there's a series of things that are going on in their life. this just separates it, and they don't understand. I don't think most people understand why they're going through what they're going through. But when you add an ongoing concern, and that being that they left something behind, for most service members that leave Afghanistan, they leave and they don't ever want to look back. But for the ones that left these animals behind, it weighs heavy because they know that then they feel guilty. And that's why whenever a service member reaches out to us, we make sure we get that animal back. And that's what gave us the idea to create Paws of War, which is a little different, and that's where we place service dogs now with returning veterans that are suffering.
You know, that was the next question I was going to ask. If they did not have a relationship with a dog while they were there, how beneficial would that dog be if it was just a brand new puppy or brand new dog coming into their lives to help them out? I think it might be a positive, but I don't know if it's the same.
Well, for those who had to come back and never had the opportunity to bring those dogs back, it's not the same, correct? They still have that guilt knowing that that animal was left behind.
Robert, I'm not sure that you understood the question. They never had a dog there either, but now they have one here. So that, how much difference was that?
Well, keep in mind, the second program, Paws of War, is designed primarily for veterans that had nothing to do with dogs in Afghanistan. It's just they came back, they're suffering from PTSD, and we're going to now pair them up with, yes, correct, a new dog. They may have never owned a dog before, and that those dogs that we're placing with them have a tremendous, a significant effect on their life in a positive way.
I'm wondering, we're talking about dogs, but, you know, I have two cats in my house, and they make me laugh. They're absolutely a riot at times. They're sassy. They're all kinds of interesting things. Does that make a difference? Do you do anything with any other kind of animals?
Absolutely. We have placed cats with veterans, and it has made absolutely a change in their life. The only difference with a cat versus a dog...
they're aloof.
Well, yes, but we cannot, for a lot of veterans who need to leave the house, get in a car, it's a little different with a cat. But we find that the veterans that are pretty much isolated in the house and they don't want to leave, we get them a dog to push them out of the house and get them out and go to the parks and get them back into large stores or restaurants. But for somebody who just is a cat person, absolutely, we place several cats, and it made a big, big impact.
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, I always like to explore all of the possibilities because we are all different. You know, we're all very different people, and I know it makes me smile. It's not like I wouldn't appreciate a dog. I did appreciate a dog. I had one when I was a kid, but. You know, other animals can do a lot of good for you, too. It's the idea of having something that's living and breathing and depending on you and showing you affection that could make a whole lot of difference.
And it does, and it does. We see the changes almost instantly when we place an animal with these veterans.
So what kind of support do you get from, you know, well, the public? I don't know. Maybe you get some grants.
Well, we are totally donor-based. We're not government-funded. We are all volunteer organization, and we struggle like any other organization, and we depend on caring individuals to send us, you know, whether it's $2 or $200 to keep our programs going. We're totally relying upon donations from the public.
And if you have a telephone number you want to give or a website,
yeah,
please.
I'd love to. We have a toll free number which is 888-287-3864, and we're on the web, of course, at guardiansofrescue.org.
All right. At the end of this segment, I'm going to have you give that telephone number again because the first time people hear it, they're not ready for it,
yep.
And the chances I will not write it down. But if now they know that they're going to hear it before we close, they might be, if they're willing to do so, they'll write it down. So where do we go from here? Are you going to, do you have any, program expansion or anything like that?
Well, we are now looking for veterans here on Long Island that are in need. So if there is a veteran that knows of a family member that
or a veteran himself would like to call you and talk to you and say, I want one of these guys.
We welcome every veteran to call us. We take it serious. We act on it immediately. And we would love to help every veteran that we can.
Well, let me say this, Robert. If a veteran or anybody, if I wanted a dog, I could go to certain animals, like say North Shore Animal, for example, and get an animal that was deemed to be healthy and this and that. But we don't have the motivation to do that sometimes. Sometimes we don't even realize what will make us happier.
You know, any dog, obviously the dogs we place are certified service dogs. And we have a two-part training process that helps them. But I encourage any veteran to go out, go to a no-kill shelter, go to a kill shelter, and just adopt. Don't buy. Don't get the dog from a breeder. Go to a shelter.
Robert, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I want to give you an opportunity to give that website and that telephone number.
All right, thank you. Anybody in need or wants to help, please, you can call us at toll-free 1-888-287-3864. They can get us on the web at guardiansofrescue.org.
Hi. Well, this is Ernie Fazio, and we're talking to Robert Masseri, and he is with Guardians of Rescue. It's been an interesting program, and I suggest that, if you have a desire to help, do so. This is Ernie Fazio. This is Earnestly Speaking on Long Island News Radio, then thanks for listening.